Morning Hamidim, it's hard to believe that we're giving now the farewell, the goodbye talk to the Talmidim, finishing off such a beautiful, successful Siyata Deshmaya Digi school year. We're up to the last 2 days of this year. It's very hard to believe, reflecting back on the school year, reflecting back on everything that went on this past year, and we're up to already finishing the year. It's emotional. Yet I want to bring out a point we see in this week's parsha of what it means, Abbas Medrash, what it means in yeshiva, what it means to learn, and then give some tips as we walk out of the Beis Medrash. We know that Balak goes and hires Bilam this week's parsha, cursed Klal Yisrael. He was afraid if Klal Yisrael is going to take over, going to hire the master cursor, and he hires Bilam, and Bilam comes, and Bilam tries, and he tries again, and he tries again and again, and nothing works. Tiftach Hashem is be'asen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the mouth of asen, the donkey, they have a conversation together, and then ultimately Bilam realized that he can't curse Klal Yisrael. So he gave them a bracha. He started giving them brachas. So the Gemara asks, when Bilam was hired to curse Klal Yisrael, what was Bilam's plan? What is he going to curse? What's he going to say? What's his curse going to be? He's going to open up a page in the curse book and start using words? What's the curse to Klal Yisrael going to be? So the Gemara tells us that Metoch Bechasoi Shel Oisoi Rasha, from the bracha that Rasha Bilam gave Klal Yisrael, you knew what he had in mind to curse them. Whatever his bracha was, the opposite of it, he was going to curse Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, "Vayefach Hashem as a klal lebracha," Hakadosh Baruch Hu flipped over his klal into a bracha. So, what was his klal going to be? What was he going to curse Klal Yisrael? So, what's the bracha? The bracha we see in the pasuk says, "Va'toyvu yelecha Yaakov mishkanasecha Yisrael." How beautiful and how good it is when Klal Yisrael comes into their oyalecha Yaakov and mishkanasecha Yisrael. So, Rashi has a few. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin brings down a few. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says, Bilam realized that the strength of Klal Yisrael was when they come into the Beis Medrash and they come daven and they come into the Beis HaKnesses, they come into the Beis HaKnesses to daven, they come into the Beis Medrash to learn. Their learning and their davening is what gives them the power to be able to overcome any challenges and be stronger than all other nations in the world. So Bilam realized that in order to minimize or diminish Klal Yisrael, we have to stop that koyach of Beis Medrash, stop that koyach of the Beis HaKnesses. So he's going to curse Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't have an interest in going into Beis Medrash. They shouldn't have an interest in going into Beis HaKnesses. Because once they stop walking into the Beis Medrash, once they stop walking into the Talmud Torah to learn, then Klal Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan, not have continuity. How do we counteract that? The bracha, Matoiv Yerelecha Yaakov, if we get to appreciate the Beis Medrash that we have, we get to appreciate the learning that we do. That is what continues to give Koiches the strength to Klal Yisrael to be able to fight again and fight further and fight further, and that makes us stronger and stronger and stronger. So the key to Klal Yisrael's strength is the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash. We just finished another year of coming to the Beis Medrash, coming to learn, and coming to daven in this building, day in and day out, fighting every single day the curse of what Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. The fact that we are still here today, and we can continue that, is because our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-great-grandparents, all the way back then, never gave up the Beis Medrash and never gave up their chavrusas. The learning and the davening is what keeps us going and gives us the koiches to move forward. Think back the entire year. At the same time when we're looking at the beautiful growth, every single Talmud sitting here, grew tremendously this past year. We have the schus to sit with the Manal and the Rabbeim and the teachers a few times a year, and we discuss every Talmud. Every Talmud gets discussed individually. The three areas that we discuss each Talmud a few times a year. How's the Talmud doing academically? How's the learning going for him? Does he need any extra support? Is he doing okay? How's he doing behaviorally? How's his behavior? His nigus, how is he acting? And the third, which is most important of all, is socially. How's he doing between friends? Does he get along with his friends? Is he having a hard time? Every Talmud in this yeshiva gets discussed a few times a year with the Rabbeim and the teachers in all three areas. There's no such thing that a Talmud comes to the yeshiva, okay, I'm just another boy, I'm just another number, I stay under the radar. Sometimes the Talmud that feels comfortable under the radar will allow him to stay under the radar. Yet the adults have him discussed. And every Talmud, we compare the notes from the first meeting, the second meeting, the third meeting about them, the growth is unbelievable. Look at your own report cards, you'll see that. Miles going through the report cards now. Some comments that I read about Talmidim. It is so beautiful watching these same Talmidim who came in the beginning of the school year and they were having such a hard time. Look how much they grew. Every Talmud here sitting in this room, every Talmud in the entire yeshiva grew tremendously. And you know that it did not come easily. Every Talmud that's sitting here that grew, it only came because you put in the kaychas. You fought. I don't think boys wake up in the morning, you know what? Oh, I'm so excited to work hard today. I am so excited to stand through davening and stay inside. I'm so excited for the... Anyone that comes to yeshiva is usually excited because there's a good recess coming. There's a nice break coming. The learning is also exciting, but it's hard. It's very hard. And you put in the work into that hardship. You put in the hardship. You fought the hardship. You put in the kaychas to overcome the hardship. And that's how you grew to where you are. Avada, your Rabbeim supported you. Your Rabbeim will bechanach you. Your Rabbeim guided you, showed you. That's the matoivu yalecha Yaakov, how beautiful it is to come to here. Koysoim elebeis Yaakov. Sometimes it has to be a mirror raka. Sometimes we have to speak more soft. Sometimes more tamidim need a bit more rough talk just to be able to get them to the next level. Yet everybody rose to the level of atzlacha. Everyone sitting here had tremendous atzlacha. And it's a time to reflect. Look back at all the hard times where you said, I'm going to try hard. And that's what got you to the Matoyde Alecha Yaakov Mishkenezech Yisrael. Now when we're finishing the school year, and in a way we are leaving the Beis Medrash, you're going to other Batei Midrash, going to be a Ben Azmanam Shtikl, then you may have camps and day camps, wherever you're going to. There's going to be another setting of a Matoyde Alecha Yaakov Mishkenezech Yisrael. But you're leaving the walls of this Beis Medrash with pride. You're leaving the walls of this Beis Medrash knowing that you worked hard. You fought Bilam HaRasha. You fought the entire world, the Iran war, the Israel war that they're fighting with all their surrounding neighbors, came from every day when you were not in the mood and you pushed yourself. When you wanted to slack off and you said, no, I'm going to say that a couple of times. I'm going to put in some extra kaychas in my learning. Every drop of more kaychas that you put in, another part of the war you won. So if Bilam realized the strength of the Beis Medrash, we too have to appreciate that just the opposite. When it gets hard, we're going to put more kaychas into that Mishkenezech Yisrael. We're going to put more kaychas into that learning because that's what promises the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Small part where we want to finish off. When Balak hires Bilam, he tells Bilam, I know, ki yadati, it's asher tevoyruch mevoyruch. Anyone that you bench is going to be benched. And anyone that you curse is going to be cursed. So you have the power to use your mouth in a very powerful way. You can bench, and whoever you bench is going to be blessed. Whoever you curse is going to be cursed. So please come and curse Klal Yisrael. 1 second. If the whole goal here is that Balak wanted to make sure that they win the war, they overpower Klal Yisrael, why hire him to curse Klal Yisrael? If his brachas work, and he's going to give a bracha, they're going to be benched. So hire him. Asher Tevarech Mevoyrach, give a bracha to Balak and his nation that they should all win the war. What's that of cursing Klal Yisrael? So first of all, a Yid gives brachas. A Yid doesn't mind if everybody else is benched. A Yid gives brachas. Secondly, they realize that it's not just a current war right now that we have to win. This is an ongoing war that we're going to have to fight. If we destroy Klal Yisrael now, Rechman Litzlan, then that's it. We don't have to fight it anymore. And Klal Yisrael realized that no way are we going to let go. We may lose a battle over here, lose a battle over there, but we're always going to fight. So just benching Balak and his people, that's not going to help the next generation because Klal Yisrael is always going to be strong. And Klal Yisrael showed them, you can curse, you can try to curse as much as you want. We're not going to lose the appreciation of that Beis Medrash. We're not going to lose that appreciation. We realize the koyach of a mouth, the koyach of a Yid. A Yid benches people. A Yid forgives other people. A Yid doesn't mind if someone else is also good. Other nations in the world don't have that koyach. Tamidim, we're leaving the walls of the Beis Medrash. My bracha should be a successful summer. Acknowledge and realize the kaiches that you put in and the nachas that we share of your hard work. Realize that the kaiches of a yid is the Beis Medrash is his learning. Realize the kaich of a yid is his mouth. The benching that comes out of his mouth. The kind words that come out of his mouth. May God's Baruch Hu help us. We should have a successful summer, an enjoyable summer, and a summer full of growth. Ready for next school year, Ben Shah.